On today's episode, I talk about crime and something I'm trying to do, I don't know, to get rid of it. Who knows? But it's going to be a good time. We also give out some tremendous life advice because that's really what we are here to do. We're here to entertain you, but we're also here to fill your soul and help all of your problems, solve all your problems. We close down the episode by drafting companies we would love to get some free stuff from, because, I mean, who doesn't want free stuff? Hey, tell your friends about the show right now, and then enjoy the episode.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Ruff McGruff and give me all your stuff. Come on!
Ruff McGruff?
Hey, man.
Wait, Ruff McGruff, is that the, like, police
take a bite
dog?
Out of crime.
Yeah, the bite. Where did Ruff McGruff come from?
No, you've unlocked a whole new scat category, and it's the nostalgia scat, and I'm going to be turning to it soon. Very nice. Little rough, if you ask me, but not
Look,
too
that's,
bad.
That's called a last second. Owl Borland reminds you that you're the one who is, in fact, up first, and you have the scat. And then I'm like, I'd like to tie it into the draft. And then as Jason eloquently pointed out, you're like, oh, that's the guy, that's the dog, take a bite at a crime. It pointed out the irony of me shouting out Ruff McGruff and then saying, give me all of your stuff.
Right.
Because the police dog.
He was supposed to stop.
He is in fact stopping the give me all your stuff.
Either that or it was a real good cover. You know what I mean? Who's
going to
go after Ruff McGruff? Stealing all your stuff.
There's dog fur everywhere in the jewelry store. And he's just like, we'll never know. We'll never know.
Welcome
Should we
to
DNA test this? Nope.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just
that,
showed
that
up.
That was his voice?
I've been shedding right now.
Was that his voice?
Yeah, he was super gravelly. Take a bite out of crime.
He's a heavy smoker. He didn't care about the... he wasn't part of the anti-smoking campaign. He was only part of the anti-theft campaign. Back then, smoking was cool. Don't smoke, kids.
Yeah, in between takes.
Smokey the Bear. Why don't we have mascots for movements now? Like, why?
Because they never worked. Nobody listened to Ruff McGruff.
That's true. That's
Smokey
true.
The Bear. The
Bear. Mm-mm. What do you say?
Only
we
you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah, we all remember what Smokey said.
Yeah, he seemed
cool.
And
I do. I don't start any forest fires because I just avoid the forest altogether.
I think Smokey could definitely win a fight against Ruff McGruff, though.
Dude,
I don't know about
a bear.
Yeah, well, dude, being a bear, and he seemed much more serious than Ruff McGruff. He didn't need a lot of words.
Yeah, but Ruff McGruff's got that trench coat. Like, what's going on in there?
He's
a man-sized
heat.
Dog.
Is he packing?
He's a man-sized dog he's a detective. He's packing heat for sure.
Really?
At least three pieces.
You think Smokey uses some fire stuff?
No,
he's got
like
a shovel.
Fire. He's anti-fire. He's like, I don't really like, you
so
know.
He's got a shovel to like cover you with soot to put it out.
He's like, only you could prevent forest fires, and then busts out a flamethrower. I'm like, that's
not
going to happen.
That wouldn't work. All right, at SpitballerSpot on Twitter, not that you'll want to follow us. Would you rather life advice and a draft today? You never know how these shows are going to start. Al Borland's in the building. Al, how are you doing?
Just happy to be here, Andy.
I think Al would like me to let people know that we're not doing a special new segment today as promised because he wasn't prepared.
Yeah, it's Al's fault. We certainly need to blame him. He was like, I promise I'll have a new segment for you next week. Mm-hmm. And then he let us down big time.
So he said, if you're not ready, we'll go home and do remote recording for this one.
I jumped on my guitar immediately as soon as he said that, and I made sure that I get him the music clip on time.
Oh, good job, Mike.
No, I'm like, right away, lickety split. No reminders. I nailed it. First try.
That's
all factual.
Yeah.
100%.
All right.
Look, there's three of us.
We can move on without clarifying anything else. Do you want to hit that Would You Rather drop?
Would Would you rather?
I guess.
Oh, man. I know.
Hold on.
We
all know.
Jeremy. We know him very well. He's not on camera. He is fuming right now. His face has got to be so beet red.
I just don't know why he likes remote recording so much.
You want to
clear the air at all, Al? You want to say anything?
Oh, he's gone.
I think the Spitwads are smart enough to see the truth through the lies.
I think the Spitwads know who's the liar on this show.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. Well, who's Al the master Borland. Liar?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boy who cried wolf situation right here, mm-hmm. don't we? Mm-hmm. Who to believe? All right. Would you rather, question from Alex, would you rather have your kid be best friends with another kid, but you can't stand their parents?
Oh, no.
Or you are best friends with the parents, but the kids hate each other?
Oh, man. This is a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
This is really more of a life advice.
Yeah. So if you're forcing your kids, if you love these parents, you're friends with them, you're going to want to hang out with them a lot. And every time you're under the pretense of, well, the kids can play together, mm-hmm. but the kids hate each other.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, man. Jacksons aren't coming over tonight. Tell me the Jacksons aren't coming over. But they are. You get to see little Jackson here.
Oh, man.
It's Jackson Jackson was his name.
I was going to say.
Jackson Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, now I know why you don't like him.
Right.
Who names your kid Jackson Jackson?
But wouldn't that be more of a problem with the parents? Shouldn't it be like I shouldn't be friends with these people who would name their
100%,
son Jackson Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson J. Jackson.
Middle initial stands for Jackson.
If you can't stand the other kid's parents, are you trying to like make sure that kid comes and plays at your house and not their house? Because you don't want the...
Oh, 100%.
You don't want... So how many excuses can you make to have the kids always play at your house?
Oh,
how do you pull that off all the time? Because kids always want to trade back and forth.
I could let my kids go to a parent's house that I hate, because there's more than one reason to be like, I don't like that parent. It's not all like, oh, they're irresponsible and terrible. Maybe they're like super,
they're just annoying.
Yeah, maybe they're annoying, or maybe they're like,
they're drug dealers.
Just over cautious and everything. I'd be like, okay, I don't want to be around you, but you'll keep my children safe. Because the thing is I feel like if you're, I think I lean towards this direction, and we'll work through this, but I know that if my kids are friends with someone, I can have them retain a friendship with barely knowing the parents. I mean, I have it now. My daughter has a couple friends. They come over for the day, or she goes over to their place from time to time, and I know the parents' names, and we have greetings at the doorway. But
that doesn't concern you?
We've never had them over. Well, I mean,
well, they're the parents that the other parents hate.
Right. Yeah. We're the problem. But I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, no, I get that. I guess it depends on why you would actually not be able to stand them. And it just says can't stand them, which means they're not doing anything wrong. You just don't personally like them. And then the other situation, you love the parents. I feel like that's why they invented iPads. I mean, you can get together with these other parents, the kids can just play on their iPads, and life's okay. That's the way I'm going to go.
Yeah, I lean that direction because, I mean, like, got you guys, and then I have a couple of my – I'm still friends with some guys from high school. But it's like, dude, being an adult, having friends is very difficult.
Can you even make new friends?
No, that's what I mean. It's impossible. There's no such thing as new friends.
Wow.
Jason, you have new friends?
No, I'm saying I don't think as an adult you can do that.
It's against the rules.
Yeah, I
heard a survey on the radio once where it was saying, like, once you pass a certain age, people do not form new, deep friendships.
Yeah, I mean, acquaintances, and, you know, you meet new people, or maybe you move and you know your neighbors. Maybe that's how you do it, like a move.
Oh, a neighbor?
A move can do it, because now you're willing to reset. You've left all of your friends behind. So maybe that's what I need in my life.
I was
going to
say, like, I know the names of my next door neighbors. I know the names of two of them. I don't remember who's who, but there's two names out there because...
Sure.
Well, here's the problem. One of them is a James and one of them is a John. And I'm like...
You're supposed to remember that?
Do you say, what's up, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Do you really?
You know it.
Oh, man. That's fantastic.
I'm like, oh, what? I'm like, see, hey, as, Jay, as I pull out, waving, I'm like, what up, Jay?
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, oh, man, my cool neighbor dropping me a nickname. We're such good buddies that he doesn't even use my real name.
You know, like, those guys' name, Andy. You know their name, Charles and Timothy, for yeah. sure. Like,
Daniel and Steve get yeah. called Jay
hey,
every
up, Jay?
Day. What's up, Jay? Why is he calling me Jay?
Because I walked across the street. Is am I a jaywalker?
Oh my god!
Oh, speaking of your street, Mike.
Yes.
I have to take a slight segue here. You have mentioned in the past on this podcast that you, in your neighborhood, is one of those houses for Christmas lights.
Oh, yes.
It's like, you know, it's
in
done
a good
up.
Way. Well, it's a good way because it's not my next door neighbor. They're like eight houses down.
But it's not just eight houses. I drove by that. It is currently, as we're recording, the Christmas season, and I drove by. Because I wanted to see if I could find the singing house. And it's not a singing
house.
You wanted
to see if you could find it?
Well, I didn't know if it was in your neighborhood or on your street. Okay. I found it. And it's not just that. There's like six houses all next door neighbors.
Interconnected.
All yeah. synced up. Yeah. This is incredible.
Yeah, they've started daisy chaining. Because apparently whatever the technology is that syncs up the lights is a radio frequency. So other people are just latching on. And I'm like, this is fantastic.
It's the coolest street I've ever seen, but right at the beginning of the street, before you get down to the end, there is another house on your street that has their lights synced up to music, but yes. they've got like five strands of lights, and it is really, really bad. And then yes. right down the street, all the neighbors got together and were like, let's do this awesome thing. How bad does that person feel?
Yeah, but have you seen Jay's house?
Probably.
Yeah.
Every house is Jay's house.
All right, what's your final vote here? You want to be friends with the parents, or you want to?
I need more friends, so I'm okay. Sorry, kids.
That's what we learned on today's show.
I'm going to let my kids be friends.
One of us is a good father, apparently.
Riley from Twitter, would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or a horrible long-term memory?
Oh, man. Can I just have one of them good? That's great. I feel like I've got a terrible short-term memory and a terrible long-term memory. So this question's great because it
insinuates... But your middle term? How's your middle term?
Middle term is absolutely fine. You know, anything that happened...
When does a memory become a middle-term memory?
Yesterday.
0 to 24 hours should be like short-term, right?
Yeah, that's how I view
it. And then like 1 to 7 days is middle-term, and then everything 7 days and beyond is long-term.
I think middle-term is longer than that. I would say middle-term is like from 24 hours ago... to like a month ago or a couple weeks at least.
Oh, that's middle. Know? Okay, that could be middle term. Yeah.
Long term is like distant memories. They've vanished. They're not in your last couple of months or something. But my middle term memory, oh man, it's on fire. I've put all
of
my
where you're good?
You know where you do a character builder in a video game startup? Uh-huh. I drained my short term memory and my long term memory.
Oh,
to
you
have
put all your
points
into middle term?
Absolutely. Middle term, I got that on lockdown. But I don't remember my childhood, like, at all. That's true.
Is that true?
That's really true. Like, I kind of, yeah. Like, I have, it's not a bad thing. It's not like I didn't have some horrific
It was a terrible childhood. That's why he's glad he, no.
You know, blacked out of my memory. I just don't remember, like, the ages of things. And when I think of, like, a childhood memory and I go, I remember this moment that happened. I genuinely... I could think of a couple moments, and I don't know if I was 5 or 15. I was like, it was somewhere in that range that this thing happened.
Was I sitting on the potty kicking my feet, or was I shaving that day?
Right.
I'm not quite sure.
What memory do you use when you want to recall things that a friend has talked about and their names?
Oh,
what memory
man.
Is that? Because that's the one that's like... I get in this debate with my wife all the time about forgetfulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because forgetfulness is inherently something that, like, you can defend forgetting things by saying, I forgot them. How can you blame me? I forgot them. But I also feel like you can intentionally remember things if you care about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put myself on the chopping block. I'm not going to bring anything from the house into this conversation. I'll put myself on the chopping block. I have a bad tendency, and maybe it's because I get distracted too often. Maybe I'm getting older. Maybe I'm just a bad person. But I will ask somebody how things are going on. They will tell me a detailed story. I will, and then like I don't recall it, and I feel terrible about it. And it also goes a little bit with names too. Like I just don't remember names at all. I know Jason's even worse than me on that one. Sometimes he would whisper to me like, "Who's that person? Who's that person?"
I don't remember people's names. And Andy, you can attest this. You just did.
That's why we call everybody Jay.
There's a perfect example. Our close friend Nikki.
She gets a direct call out.
Because I finally remember her name. It only took like 20 years, but like the first decade. Oh man, I could not remember.
It was
her
bad.
Name.
It was bad.
And I would always ask Andy. I was like, "Oh my goodness, what is her name?" And he'd be like, "Nikki, I told you yesterday. I told you 3 days ago. We ate lunch together every day for years in high school. Like, how can you not remember?" And it deletes from my memory, and I feel like such a jerk because I don't remember anybody's names from like from high school. I could run into you, and I just don't. I don't know you.
So
I don't know who
you are.
The
long term, okay. I'm terrible with the short term names. I've tried to be better with it when I meet someone. I now do the device of like,
the mnemonic device type of thing?
Well, not like I'm not doing the associate with a letter.
James, Jay, I'm going to call you Jay.
But I'll do the thing where I will repeat their name of like, "Oh, it's nice to meet you, James."
Oh.
To try.
Does it work?
No, so far it's not working. but
I say it 10 times to them right after I meet them.
But
hey, James.
But I'm trying to get better about it. But meanwhile, my long-term memory is
great,
good. My long-term memory is it's funny, like the people who, if you don't have a long-term memory, it is 100% a blessing and a curse because human nature is, of course, the things that went wrong, the things where you screwed up, those are the things you really, really remember. But you also have the blessing of like when you're in an argument and it's like, "No, trust me, this is how I remember it." People are like, "Well, you're the one with the memory, so we'll go with what you said."
Can you promise Jason and I that someday, 20 years, 30 years from now, we can all sit around together and you can tell us about our lives?
I can't wait to listen to the stories of today.
I'll be the storyteller.
Tell us about how we lived and what we loved and
now,
the adventures we went on.
Is this like the notebook? You guys are in a hospital bed, and I'm trying to remind you of who you were
when you were 35.
We went on an airplane ride to Dallas, Texas.
Do you remember Postmates?
Now, Andy, the three of us, we've worked together a long time. It's worked out really well. We've, you know, been successful in our endeavors. I have to believe you have a good short-term memory.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm a good short-termer.
The three of us together, we've got this memory thing on lockdown. I mean, Andy remembers the short stuff. I remember all the middle stuff. Mike remembers the long-term stuff. This is why we came together.
Yeah, I would say combined, we're like one grown man. That's perfect. That's
what was
perfect.
The question? Was there a question here?
Horrible short-term or horrible long-term? If you're horrible short-term, you are constantly failing at basic tasks that you need to accomplish.
Yeah, I would rather have short-term memory than long-term memory. I don't want to forget everything and constantly just feel like an idiot in my day-to-day life. Like, I don't think long-term memory affects my day-to-day life as much as the short-term
memory
does.
But you remember your children growing up.
Who? Ooh. Who?
I have children?
He said, "Wait, what?"
You're like, "Which one? Which one of the two? You have three." Oh!
That's why we video record so many things.
All right, Mike, your final answer here. You have a great long term. You don't want to lose that, I assume.
No, I'll keep that one.
Sly from Patreon, would you rather, by the way, before I move on, I do think memory gets worse as obviously you age, but I think a lot of that has to do with responsibilities and doing so many things and thinking about so many things. When you're a kid and you're going to do a certain event, that's all you think about. As a kid, you just focused on whether it's the TV show or it's the game you're playing or it's the friend you're with.
When
I feel like you're much more laser focused as a kid.
When I was a kid, I had every single cheat code for every video game system memorized. And yeah. I'm talking like 30 steps or 30 character passwords. And I would have them at automatic recall when you would go to your friend's house and they have Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And you're like, oh, man, you want to go to the cartoon world? You want to go to Toontown?
And now you know the first letter of your neighbor's name. Yeah. All right, Sly from Patreon. Would you rather be a practicing doctor or a medical researcher?
Ooh.
What's your personality lined up with more there? Because practicing doctor seems like it would be very rewarding because yeah. you have the interpersonal relationship. The medical researcher seems very boring and awful.
Look. The medical researcher gets absolutely no glory. Nobody knows what he does specifically. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who made this awesome thing. Except you know what I mean?
Right now it seems pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, who made the polio vaccine?
Joseph Salk.
For real?
Yeah.
Who made the measles vaccine?
Jimmy Mumps.
Nobody knows. No, of course I want to be a doctor.
That's why we call it the mumps, because Dr. Mumps figured out how to get rid of it.
Now, wait, if you're a medical researcher, do you have a doctorate to do that, or can you do that without a doctorate?
It's the high school diploma.
Anyone off the street.
I guess the reason I'm saying this is because I know I can call myself a doctor if I am a doctor, and I have to have that to even make this a fair fight. If you can't call yourself a doctor as a medical researcher...
I think we'll presume you're a doctor, but you're doing research, which medical research could be more than just you're thinking about the laboratory. Although right now, vaccines and medical research
deserve a lot of praise right now. Oh no. Is it Jonas Salk?
Salk, and you called him Joseph because you can't get a J name
down. Whatever, J Salk.
J Salk. What up, J Salk?
Dr. J. I could have gotten that one.
Yeah, probably. He was a doctor.
Dr. No, J.
I just feel like the pressure of being a doctor feels like I couldn't handle it. Because I feel like if you make a small mistake, like you're human. But then you get your butt suit off if you make a mistake.
Well, I understand
if you make somebody's butt fall off, you're gonna get your butt suit off.
I get that. I'm sure that's a concern for out there in today's world, but it more immediate is, I mean, you get the glory, you get the immediate glory of a doctor. You help someone, you save their life, their family is forever grateful. You get someone and you don't save their life, and you have to go out there and be like, yeah, so
no,
sorry about
Jason's
that.
Shaking his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm not about that life.
I'm not doing surgery in the ER, man. I'm a primary care physician. I'm having people come in with the sniffles, and I'm telling them how to live their life better. Lose some LBs, why don't you? I'm helping people in a 9-to-5 job, going home, getting paid from all those insurance companies.
I will say the primary care physician, I feel like it is a flow chart just looking to get rid of you. Everything you bring to a primary care physician, they're just like, I know another guy that could talk to you about that. Let me send you over there.
Well, yeah. I know someone else.
But you're not allowed to talk to them unless you come and talk to
gatekeeper.
They're like a receptionist. Hold on, let me transfer you.
Yeah. They don't have to know any of it. They just Google it while we're
like,
sitting there.
Hold on. Did you try Tylenol? That didn't work?
No? Mm. No? Mm.
Let me introduce you to
Dr. J Salk.
Oh, man, I would be a Dr. J, too. Mike would not remember my name,
and he would just call me
Dr. J.
I wish you could hire Dr. House. That's what I wish you could do. I wish you could go out and hire somebody.
So he can make you feel like an idiot?
You want to lose 3 limbs before he saves your life?
I want someone who just sits there, and you get to hire them, and they spend like 3 days trying to fix you, and then you're done. None of this like one 10-minute appointment, wait 3 months, 10-minute appointment. I want somebody who like gets a bunch of people together and is like, what's wrong with this guy? Let's remove a limb.
I get it now. I get what you're saying. Because it was like when you watched House, you had a team of people that were literally, they had one job every episode and it was that person.
Yeah.
That's it. That's yeah. They're all scheming and plotting and researching,
and they
they're
always
going
got
to people's
it right.
houses
they
to like investigate things. It's like, can you imagine if we had that per patient? Like,
yeah,
we
but
would
that's
have
the thing not shown at the end of every House episode is when
the bill
when Dr. House leans is like, your bill is in the mail.
That's true. Yeah, everyone was like about $14 million to get treated by Dr. House. All right.
Look, it's a celebrity doctor. What's the price tag on a celebrity doctor?
So I'm gonna go with medical researcher. I'm just going to show up. I'm going to get some work done. I'm going to know in the back of my mind that I saved a bunch of people's lives. I'm going to go home. I know it's 9 to 5 there. Practicing doctor, I know I'm getting that page. Nobody's like, hey, you got another slide in here you got to work on. So I'm going
that's
researcher.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'll still be the primary care physician because then I will tell all of my friends what's
to lose
wrong
weight.
With them.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And part of being a doctor is all of your friends call you all
that's
the time.
That's true. They all try to. What's
because
wrong?
I
take
have
a look at
friends,
this boil.
I have some friends who are doctors and nurses. And who do you think is called when my kid has an injury? And I'm like, okay, so it's kind of like this. It's the cut's about this big. Do I need to go in?
Yeah. Yeah. And how do you not call them? I mean, by the way, Al, do we have time for one more or should we move on to life advice?
We got nothing but time, Andy.
Okay. Victor from Patreon, would you rather travel the world for a year, all expenses paid, or have $40,000 now to spend on whatever you want?
40K. Oh, baby.
We are the worst people to ask this question to.
Why is that?
Because are my kids coming or not?
Yes. And that's exactly hilariously.
Your choice.
Ooh.
Wait, it's your choice. If
but
you
what about
wanna
the guilt? What about the
I was going to say, I love my kids, but I really would love it without them. But I don't want to miss them.
I just had this conversation, like not even kidding, a conversation with my parents like a week ago. And because they took my kids out for a walk on my street, Jason, because they wanted to go see the singing house.
That's a smart decision.
Look, they see how it all comes back to it. And one of them, I won't name names, but one of them like didn't want to walk back because they got tired.
Decker?
I'm not going to name names. and he would be like, yeah, I told you I didn't want to walk back. Because that's who he is. Because he's a savage. But we were reminded of a family vacation because when I was a teenager, the parents would always try and like bring us on these educational trips. And we Yeah.
Sorry, go on. I thought you said educational trips.
I certainly did. So hold the vomit. And one of the year the year we I've told the story how we were driving down the East Coast and my father missed the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I did hear that story.
So there it was that trip, and we went to Boston, and what's it called? The Freedom Trail, I believe it is called. There's like an entire huge walking path where it takes you through many historical sites of the founding of the United States of America. Now, to an 11 and 12-year-old, this is just the most boring garbage of all time. And now, as a nearly 40-year-old man, I'm like, man, you know what sounds awesome? Can I go do that Freedom Trail and see where the founding of the country happened? Wait, you're telling me that you're telling me 300 years ago people were signing a piece of paper that turned into the foundation of this country? Like, that sounds so exciting. Like, that gets me revved up thinking about it now. But as a kid, take me to Sega World, please. Disney World?
Maybe the kids don't even want to go on this travel the world for a year trip.
They probably don't. I mean, I've wanted for several years to do some sort of Euro trip. You know, I've never really experienced Europe. I haven't gone around to, you know, I want to go to see the Eiffel Tower and all the touristy stuff. Go to Germany, go to Paris, go to France, go to Italy, go wherever and experience the food, go to some of the big, you know, touristy spots.
Now you got these ball and chains dragging you down.
I know.
Am I right?
If I spent all the money and time and energy and effort to go over there, I'm literally torturing my
children. Oh, they're complaining the whole time.
For weeks, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't expect them to necessarily think the Louvre is as unbelievable as I'm sure it... Well, it's a museum, so it's probably not. But, you know, just as an example, like... So I think
it's
I
not just
would...
a museum, Jason. It's an art museum.
Yeah, even worse. Wait, there's no interactive, like, science-y cool stuff? What is this, not a children's museum?
Where's the buttons?
Yeah. Man. But what would we spend $40,000 on right now? You could do it on anything. You choose option B here. You could spend $40,000 right now. What do you buy?
So you have to spend it today?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
You do.
What do you do if you have to go spend $40,000 right now? Because that's a weird question.
What's the biggest TV that money can buy right now?
You would just go to town on that 85-inch. I know,
That's my first instinct.
You could buy a vehicle, maybe, of them.
No, you can definitely get a
good car.
You
got to splurge, though. If you get that.
That's
where,
what I mean. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Paying
I'm buying
your
an unnecessary
bills.
Thing.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm buying the 100-inch television.
You're getting a boat or something that's like.
A boat?
Well, like, yeah. my wife has always wanted a boat, and I'm like, why would we, like, boats are so expensive. We could go down and rent a boat. Anytime we want, you can go rent a boat, and it's a couple $100, and then when I want to do it again next year, I can do it a couple $100. Like, we're not going to the lake
every
week.
Yeah, but don't
week.
You want to maintain a boat? Isn't that the real thrill?
Right, the cost of maintaining or housing it somewhere. So, but if I had $40,000 to just, like, throw away on some splurge item, I don't know, a boat comes to mind.
Yeah, it comes a couple jet, some jet skis. We'll get some jet skis for
way more
like,
fun.
You could probably get some sick jet skis for $40,000.
You could probably get like maybe six of them.
Oh,
for
yeah,
your friends.
I have no idea. What's a jet ski cost?
What's a jet ski cost?
I have
Al?
No idea.
If you told me it was
$500, is my guess. $6,000.
If you said it was $500, I'd believe you. If you said it was $25,000, I'd believe you. I don't know what a jet ski costs.
I'm gonna guess $5,000.
I think it's like $7,000 or $8,000 for a nice one.
Great. All right. I can buy five for the family.
Oh,
I'm
going to
get
family?
I'll get a motorcycle too just cuz.
The family on jet skis would be a lot of fun. So would you rather have family jet skis or travel the world?
I'd rather
for
go
a year?
Around the world. I'd rather go around the world. If I got 1 year all expenses paid, I'm going around the world. I'm dragging the kids. They can play Nintendo Switch in as many countries as we get to. I mean, that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah,
all right.
100%. I'm there with you.
It's looking like a top-of-the-line jet ski is more like $20,000.
So Samsonite. I've got one jet ski. No. All right. Let's move on.
Spitballers to the rescue.
One of the things I really like about this show is how smart we are.
Oh,
that's something I just love about us as people, even outside of the show.
Yep, in or out of the show. Super smart, best advice ever. And that's why we did a dedicated segment, because it would be like withholding a gift to the world.
Well, in
right?
fairness, we did this segment mostly because of Al's laziness to not get a new one in here. So
we
we're
did,
going back
we
to that.
But I'm with Andy. There was a gift like, is Celine Dion like, I will never
oh,
sing
I won't.
Again.
It wouldn't be
like,
fair.
No.
That wouldn't be
no.
fair to
no.
the people.
Like, was Dr. J Salk like, no vaccine?
No. But
was Dr. J like, I'm not going to dunk? No. They've got gifts to give, and we've got gifts to give.
All right. Life advice segment of the show, our gift to the world. Cup of Goffee on Patreon says, just moved into my first home, and my fiance is trying to make me a handyman for everything that breaks.
What oh, you're in the right place.
What amount of time should I put in on YouTube on each specific project before admitting failure and calling a professional for that task? Well, I can tell you a story very recently.
Please do. That's what this podcast
yep.
is for.
Out yourself.
We go up north to our cabin.
Right.
And
right.
you know, the cabin's it's a woodsy place. It's a place where men
Well, it's a cabin.
Where men do woodsy things and
where men are men.
Where men are men. And they chop
there's,
down the trees and
there's
we
trees
wear flannel shirts and we carry an axe.
You're darn right we do. So I get up there and
grow beards.
I can't tell you. It's impossible for you know that show Baking It?
Oh yeah,
where they see?
Did you say baking it?
Yeah, it's called Baking It, and what they do, Mike, is they have like
I assume there's some baking going on.
It's
but,
a baking show. It's a competition okay. show where they have like a perfectly made cake by a master baker, and then these three other
amateurs.
Yeah,
Are they are they amateurs or are they like sort of professionals?
They're just pretty much amateurs, and they have to they have to bake the same cake, and it turns out awful. You've seen the show, Jason.
Is this I thought that was called Nailed It.
Yeah,
is that a different show of making fun of people?
Oh,
baking,
did I mix it up?
Baking it is actually my son and your son's YouTube channel where they bake things. That's where you're thinking of baking it, Andy.
There's memory coming through.
Yes, it's our two sons Nailed doing
it.
A channel.
The show is called Nailed It, and I am a dumb person. So you've seen Nailed It, right? Clearly, Mike's not subscribed because he didn't know what the crap I'm talking about.
I know what Nailed It is.
I never will be.
So Nailed It. Anyways, I did the version. This is supposed to be a helpful anecdote.
Oh, man.
I did. Nobody could have failed more at building a birdhouse than I did, is my point. I tried to buy the...
Sir, I disagree.
I bought the tools. I read the YouTube. And
you read the YouTube?
Yeah. And I got in the garage and I tried. I'm like, I'm a man. I can make a birdhouse with wood. I'm telling you, it was the ugliest, abnormal, miscut, nasty piece of wood square that was tossed aside in a beleaguered, depressing, I failed, threw it away. I mean, we got
you
done.
You threw it away?
My son and I walked away
those
from that.
Birds would have loved that house.
It wasn't a house, Mike. It was four pieces of wood attached together with holes on both sides of it.
It was called a bird trap. They were going to die in there.
It was a box without a top or bottom.
Look, and as long as it can hold seed, birds are not particularly picky about their houses.
It couldn't have held anything. We both looked at it and said, this is not for me. And I threw it on the ground, and I haven't used the tools since.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's sad.
And so I'm really... My point is, I thought I could watch YouTube and I would have like the muscle ability to do all of this stuff precisely, right. But I'm too impatient. I didn't practice.
I can't wrap my head around, like, I don't want to be too insulting here, but I feel like I'm not good at this type of stuff, and I could definitely build a birdhouse. Like,
that sounds like a challenge.
Okay.
I know someone who's got the tools, Jason.
Oh, good. I don't have to buy them. They're not doing anything with them.
Do you understand that? I just want to be clear, because I may not have understood this. You've got to cut a bunch of wood into the same sizes as each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Then already that's impossible.
Then you've got to, right? And then you've got to hammer it. Now, if you...
I can hammer it.
Hammering wood perpendicular perfectly was not as easy as I thought it would be, because I didn't have any tools to, like, how do you hammer perpendicularly perfect?
Oh, it's easy.
I think you need some clamps or something.
You start with the hot glue machine. That's what I would do. I would get the hot glue gun. I would put these pieces of wood together, and then it's like, I probably wouldn't even add the nail. I'd probably be like, yeah, it's good enough. It's hot glued.
Hot glue. That's a... Jason, your birdhouse is staying
3M
together for
strips.
3 days.
3M strips.
It doesn't rain outside, does it? So the question here, this gentleman moved into a new house, and when you do move into a new place, it is your responsibility to try to be a handyman for a while. That's how I've felt in every house that I've ever moved into.
Jason,
there's like a six-month period where I fix up the things, and then
what
once
is the handiest thing you've ever done?
Oh gosh, handiest thing I've ever done. I refloored the house, my first house.
Refloored a house?
Refloored the entire thing.
Now, Tyler, there is. I will bet my life it wasn't you alone.
It was me alone, 100%
alone.
Alone by myself, alone, 100%. Wow, my light in my room.
Your lighting is just
for no reason, just changed to like the Lord above is looking down upon me right now.
Because calling you a liar.
For those listening, Jason just completely changed.
I mean,
his light in his room just blasted him. Like, you're on trial.
I don't understand how that happened.
All alone, he said.
Well, no, it was. You can ask my wife.
It was Tyler.
How did it turn out? Because I guess anybody could floor a house.
It turned out, if I may say so myself, it turned out perfect. I mean, there's no what if it's done right, it's done right. It was carpet. Wait. I turned it into new carpet in the bedrooms and hardwood.
So you did
floor.
That move where you like you're on the hands and knees and you're doing the knee
the slamming
strike?
It against the knee strike, slamming it, stretching and the carpet.
How'd you learn how to do that?
It's pretty simple, really. I don't even think I YouTubed it. I mean, most of the wood flooring stuff, it just snaps together, and then you've got to cut it around corners and stuff. But listen,
I wouldn't
tell
that story a lot because you don't seem that capable now.
No, I'm not. That was a long time ago. That's what I'm saying. I've moved, and when you first move in a house, you're like, I can do things. I'll get this fixed. You know, I replaced all my ceiling fans in one house. I'm not doing anything anymore. Wow. Ceiling fans are the worst thing to replace imaginable because
you're getting brighter. You're getting brighter and brighter as time goes by, Jason.
I don't know what to do about
it. It reminds me of I attempted once to do some flooring changes in my house, and it was I had made the decision like I want to do the stained cement. You guys are familiar with
stained
cement.
Yeah, no, so it's kind of self-describing there.
Well, I just want to make sure that the people are understanding what's going on here. So I tear all the carpet
Andy,
out.
Have you heard of, do you know what ripped jeans are? Have you heard of this thing?
You see their jeans ever, and they.
Let me describe it to you.
You guys are in the loop on this, right?
So stained cement.
I rip out all the carpet.
Step one.
Yeah. No, that was... It was just physical labor, not a problem. Handled it. I patched all the holes, you know, in the cement. Try to even it all up, and then I go and we make this like my wife and I. We make this like cool, intricate design with tape, and then I stain all the cement, you know, and wait. So I go check on it the next day, and I'm like, oh man, this is fantastic. We rip the tape off, you know, it looks great, except the floor is like kind of sticky, and I'm like, what's going on here? And I don't know how, but the cement did not absorb the stain for the stained cement, so it just kind of dried on the top. So I had to buff all of it off, and buff all it off, and then I just had cement. So now, in that room, it was just a cement room, no stain.
Very impressive. You guys have heard of cement, right?
Yeah.
Tell me more. Right.
Dan from Patreon. So what is the amount of time? We never gave any advice. We told stupid stories. What amount of time should I put in on YouTube for each project before admitting failure? I think you know, like your fiance just wants to see you make an effort. Can you break a sweat and break a bone? That's all you got to do. Break a sweat, break a bone.
I was going to go 2 hours.
Oh, I feel like I feel like
2 hours or an injury.
I feel like it's a day. Like if you can give a project a day, and if it's like, yeah, I tried, I looked things up, I went back to the store twice, then quit.
Yeah,
then
okay, there quit. You go. How many times have you been to the store?
Yeah, if you got to go back twice, and then after the second trip you can't get it, that's immediately pick up the phone and call someone who
three
knows
strikes.
What they're doing.
That is the worst. When you go, and you try to get the right screw for the right thing, and you come back, and you're just barely off, and you're like... Mm. You might as well buy every screw in every size, and then you're set. All right, Dan from Patreon, settle a relationship argument for me. When putting on socks and shoes, do you put on both socks, then both shoes? Or do you do sock, shoe?
It's okay, definitely
Dan,
both
Dan
socks.
From Patreon, number one, thank you for your support of this podcast.
Why is this a relationship argument?
This is an argument of any type? There's more than one
answer.
Way.
No, there's
that
only
people
one
do
way.
This?
No, there's one way that people do this, and then there's psychopaths.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, Jason, I agree.
All right. Well, reveal yourself, Jason.
You put your socks on.
Of course you put your socks
and then
on.
You
what
put
is,
your
what?
Shoes on.
Who does sock, shoe? Because if you do sock, shoe, you end up with one completed foot.
Yeah, with one naked foot. I mean, what if you put
on your socks and your shoes? You don't put... I don't put on a sock, shoe.
Yeah, yeah. I don't tell my kids, you know, I'm like, hey, get your shoes and socks on. I'm like, don't get your shoe sock on. Go do that.
There's only one exception to this, and that is if you have one leg.
That's the only.
Okay, well then, yeah, because you put on your shoe and your sock. Yeah,
right, right. Otherwise, psychopath.
Oh man, I really hope that Dan, our loyal supporter on Patreon, is not the psychopath.
Sock, yeah. Shoe, sock,
oh, but on the other hand, is the
you
person
be married
using
to a psychopath, or you want to be a psychopath? Which
oh,
one?
Oh, that's a good. Would you rather? Would you rather be the psychopath or be married to the psychopath? Sign me up to be the psycho.
Me too.
I think if, when you're the psychopath, you don't realize
you,
that you
have
are in fact
no
the psychopath.
Idea. Psychos you're, have. You're,
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, that's right.
Not for others, but for you it is. Yeah. So that's an easy one.
Sock shoe. My, yeah, like, my mind a, is.
Try
I can't
it.
Handle
try
that.
It next time.
No!
See if they arrest you. See if they
no!
haul you off in a straitjacket.
We've asked spitwads to try horrific things, wiping with the wrong arm. I would never, ever put this on a spitwad. I would never stoop so low as to say,
I'm going to do it.
Try
do
sock
it.
Shoe, sock shoe.
I'm next time. I'm going sock shoe.
Let me know when you're in the middle of it, and I'll give you a ring on the phone, and you can get distracted and have one foot complete.
Think about taking your shoes and socks off. Do you take the shoe off and then the sock
off?
Oh, no. Because that would be the same thing. It would be so weird.
That would be so weird to take a shoe off, a sock off, a shoe off, a sock off.
Yeah. All right. Settled. Justin from the website, I got pulled over for driving. Oh, I just got pulled over for driving over the speed limit.
And you're jumping on the website?
By a lot. Yeah, of course. Life advice, Mike. Officer that came to my window just got called to another scene and said, stay here. I have an emergency, but I have transferred your citation to another officer who is on the way. That was 5 minutes ago. How long do I wait before taking off?
Oh,
wait.
That's a good...
No, this doesn't happen.
This happened.
Oh, clearly.
This
no.
happened to Justin from
I
our website.
I just got called to another scene, and he said, stay here, I have an emergency, but I have transferred your citation to another officer who is on the way. Hmm. That was 5 minutes ago.
I mean, they've got your plates. They know who you are and where you're...
How long would you actually... Because I would be sitting there for as long as possible, but
you
it's...
would?
I'm not driving away from a cop that told me to stay put.
30
oh,
minutes.
Man.
30
Justin,
minutes would be my...
Look. 30 minutes and I call the police.
You called 911. I've been pulled over, but there's no officer.
What am I supposed to... You would drive away, Mike?
I am baffled right now. Look, I am... getting in trouble is... No, I do not handle that. Like, inside the repercussions of my anxiety, just the mere thought of being in trouble.
Interesting.
But if I've been pulled over for speeding, and the officer said, stay here, there's another cop coming. And you, that was 5 minutes ago. You have waited 5 minutes too long.
You would leave?
You need to get out of there, man. You got to know your rights. You have to be served by the person who saw you break the law. I'm out, baby. Yeah, yeah. I'm living
Wait,
free.
Don't you have to listen to the cop that says
right?
stay there?
No, I'm out. I'm out of here.
I want to know. Oh, okay.
You're
now.
You're going to knock on the door later.
Yeah, I want to know
by
from,
that same OG cop.
I want to know from our police officer friends out there what the law would be on this if someone drove away afterwards.
Here's what
are
happened.
You
here's
able
the
to
law.
Go after?
They shouldn't
them?
Give you a hard
no.
time.
No,
they shouldn't
the
give
law.
You a hard time.
If this happened and then an officer says, "I have an emergency, I have to attend. Someone will be by shortly to give you a citation." You get two citations. You get your speeding, and you get one for stupidity that you sat around waiting for another cop to show up and give you a ticket.
Oh, my gosh. The obeying authority there would not come into play, where he said a police officer should stay here.
Dude, you're out. I'm out.
Wow. Okay.
I am
When's the last time you got pulled over, Mike? I'm guessing.
Years ago.
Never.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I've been pulled over.
Was it for driving too slowly? Because
no,
I've driven behind you.
Yeah, because I have been pulled over twice. I have been citated twice. One of them, definitely my fault. Definitely my fault going a little bit too fast. The other one was one of those bull crap. The speed limit drops by 10 for a stretch of road, and they just sit there waiting to get you. That one was nonsense, and
I just realized something.
I stand by it. But since that second one, I drive
You got scared
slow.
Straight. You yes. are the Ruff McGruff. Case study gone right.
Yes. Yes.
He's,
you know what?
He scared you straight.
Dude, you know what sucks? Paying for a speeding ticket. You know what sucks worse? going to that stupid traffic school that doesn't teach you anything, but you're stuck there for 6 hours.
Well,
so
Jason can let us know what
up.
That school's been like, because
I've been there a couple of times.
A couple of times?
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, I've been driving a while. I've been speeding just as long.
No, man. No, thanks. I don't need any more tickets in my life.
Here's the worst part about getting a ticket. It's not the citation. It's not the class. It's not the money you have to spend. Other than the momentary absolute fear and crap your pants when you see the lights and you're like, no! The worst part is I'm usually trying to get somewhere quick. And now my effort to get there quick has made me later. And it's a terrible backfire when you're running late somewhere, because now it's like, what's the better way to get show up 5 minutes late?
It's your short term memory, Jay.
Or
you had
show
a little
up
bit
45 minutes late.
Yeah. I will say I have a very irrational fear of, like, there's a time where I will speed and it's when I got to do a number two. And I have this like ridiculous irrational fear of,
oh, you get pulled over,
like,
then and
this
you
is
can't
this
go.
Is the time. This is the time I'm gonna get pulled over, and there's gonna be no stopping it. And I'm gonna get pulled over, and I'm gonna have poopy pants.
Sir, did you just poop your pants while I was checking your license? Yes, officer, I did. Stay here while another officer comes and cleans up your.
Oh, stay here and wait, and then you drive away as the police officer. And you never called anyone else. That was their punishment for pooping their pants.
That's right. He never called a backup officer. He just made
no,
you sit in your
just
poop.
Curious. And hopefully there's a camera nearby I can look at to just see you. Yeah, look at this guy. Still there.
Yeah, stay here, all right?
He's sitting in his poopy pants.
He's waiting for another officer that's never going to come. All right, let's get on to the draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. Mike has the first pick because he scattered today. And what are we drafting, Al?
We are drafting dream sponsorships, meaning what companies or brands you would want to sponsor this podcast.
Oh,
like
wow.
the tip of the pinnacle of the peak of the mountain of the best sponsors out there. Who would we want the most? And I can think of different motivations.
Or myself,
no,
personally.
Me. Okay. Who would Mike want? Who would Andy want the most? I can think
this
of many different motivations for.
Yeah, because look, it 100% forthright. When someone is nice enough to sponsor the show, they often want you to talk about using the product. So, like, they'll send you some of the product so you can give an accurate, like, I've had it, I have used it. And it's always like, this is Merry Christmas to me that one of our nice sponsors has sent me stuff. So now we're like, that's my motivation is, who do I want to send me some product?
Right.
Or like, who do I want to be just
associated
with?
Absolutely.
Because there is power in some certain associations.
Yeah. And for the record, Spitwads and Foot Clan members that might be listening, we turn down a lot of sponsors. Like, we're genuine to our personal endorsements.
Right.
So Your product ain't good. We don't sponsor it. We don't advertise it.
Being number one here sucks because I have a clear number one, and I don't know if
that seems like a good situation
that seems
for you.
Really?
No,
good.
No. But I feel like you hooligans will not take it unless you're just in spite trying to take my sponsor.
I was very curious. Oh yeah, that's probably not coming back to you, Mike.
What?
I was very curious how Ruff McGruff. Tied in, you're like, I like to tie it in.
Yeah.
And the whole show, I've been thinking, how did Ruff McGruff
it was
come
just
to mind?
Give me your stuff.
Oh, like the free examples.
Yeah.
You got to remember, Mike's always four layers deeper than you, Jason.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just shocked that his mind went to, I want your stuff. And so it immediately started
he needed to make a rhyme.
Ruff McGruff.
Stuff, Jason. As a musician, when you're trying to rhyme, you go for the first thing you could think of, and that was Ruff. And then I was like, oh, Ruff McGruff. I'm gonna have two rhymes with stuff.
Okay.
All right, Mike, you're up.
All right, I will take...
it's on my list.
I don't like that it's on your list. That's
I don't
that's
even
trash.
Know what you're talking
you're
about.
You're a trash person. You're a trash friend, Jason. Because I'm taking Disney.
Oh, okay.
I am taking Disney because I get. And look, part of that is I get everything that Disney is associated with, my friends. That's Marvel. That is Star Wars. That's Indiana Jones. That's me going to any Disney park that I want.
You think they're giving you all those benefits?
You're darn right they are. They're a sponsor.
That company is coming out with a wing. And look, on my list, I have Disneyland as my number two because I want to advertise Disneyland and go to Disneyland. So yes. That was my number two option. But also on the list is Marvel. I wasn't thinking I get the whole umbrella of
You're
all
darn
Disney.
Right I do. It's Disney.
Oh, my. That's ridiculous. I take Procter & Gamble. I get everything.
It's funny
sure,
because
take Procter and Gamble, good friends of the show, man. Take your hair up to 100.
I was thinking there's some sponsors that wouldn't give you much for free, but the association would be amazing, right? Like if Disney sponsors you, that's pretty cool. But then there are other sponsors whose products are cheap enough to where they might give you a lifetime supply. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about lifetime supply situations.
They're letting me into the park at least. Maybe they're not
maybe
sending
once,
me
once a maybe, year.
No, no, dude, they're great. Like
I wouldn't let you into a park. That's for
employees.
Sure.
Employees for Disney get to go into the park whenever they want. So maybe I don't get cool merch, but I'm going to the parks whenever I want.
All right, that's a good one. I mean, we're obviously Disney lovers here and Disneyland lovers. So I like it a lot. That wasn't what I thought you were going with. I thought you were going with something else that is also on my list, and we'll see if that makes back to you or you pick it. But you also didn't take the right 101. Oh man. Welcome to the Tesla Studios. Oh,
yeah, no,
baby.
It's on my list.
Oh, I mean, there's no cooler inventions in the world right now. I mean, Tesla as a brand, Tesla as a stock, Tesla as a car, oh my goodness. EV for the win, and I'm going to be enjoying my free product. I got me a free Tesla because they want a personal endorsement, and so they're going to get it.
Yeah, but here's what you don't know about Tesla.
Oh, I know they don't advertise. Is that what
they
don't?
Not only do they not advertise, but their employees have to buy the cars. Elon Musk, the
I ain't no employee. I'm a celebrity endorser.
The CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, has said on the record that he buys his cars. So enjoy your association with Tesla because you're still buying the cars.
For the record, you took Disney. As an entire entity, this is a make-believe world of imagination, and I'm getting a free Tesla. I don't care what you say. That's my sponsor, Tesla.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to shut it down because it's so cool.
It was up on my list, too, and I thought it was my pick, and then Jason picked, and now I'm sad.
Yeah.
All right, listen, the fantasy footballers, we've had 5 years' worth of shows and sponsors and different entities have come along. And believe it or not, we've been sponsored by the tourism of various states.
It's true.
In the history of that show.
True.
True. True. So I am going to be sponsored here because the precedent's been set. I would like to be sponsored by the tourism and state of Hawaii.
Oh, that's good. That's so good.
Because I would love to give a personal endorsement. To the state.
We're
going
to have to bring you down, all expense paid, nice vacation. Tell people about it.
I mean, it's just, and what's
their
saying? Oh,
that's so good.
And every state's got a tagline, and it would be just like, Hawaii, yep. And that would be it. It'd be like, it's us.
They don't
it's
need
Hawaii.
A tagline.
Hawaii, it's Hawaii. And so.
Sponsored by Hawaii.
I want to be sponsored by the state of Hawaii. Because we've been sponsored by the state of New Mexico, so it only seems fair. All right. My second pick, I will go with the tech that I will always need forever. Mm-hmm. It is love-hate when we talk about them sometimes because of the way that the company makes decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But it is this is like a Tesla pick. It's Apple.
Yeah,
I'm going to take Apple because I need a new phone, a new iPad, a new computer, and I need them always forever on a regular cycle. I need to have that tech, and I would love to be a Apple fanboy because they sponsor the show.
You know what's funny is like we're all Apple fanboys. We got the watches and the whole suite. You know, every computer in my house is a Mac, is an Apple, and it's funny because I'm pretty sure as like I hate them. You know, like I'm so sick of Apple, and I feel like
aluminium.
Aluminium frame. I miss Steve Jobs and his creativity. None of this coming out with, here's our new product. It's a credit card. Why don't you sign up and get some debt? Give me a break, Apple. Losers, but also I love all your stuff. Whoa. And I would love to get it for free. I would love it. Yep. It's a good pick. That was, despite my also kind of weird hatred for Apple, I love them, and they were next on my list, and I would have picked them. So the top three on my list were Apple, Tesla, Apple, and Disneyland.
Can I get a clarity on your first pick, Jason?
Sure.
Because is it Tesla or Tesla?
I believe it because is Tesla. I thought it,
Tez, right?
Yeah.
As though it's a Z.
Yeah.
I believe it is pronounced with a Z, but I also believe that is dumb, and I say it is Tesla.
I say it both. I mean, if you rewind, I've Disney said it both ways.
Disney or Disney?
Disney.
All right, move on.
That's actually a really good comp because that we say Disney like it's a Z.
Well, a person's nice. Last name though. I mean, is Tesla?
I don't know.
All right, I just thought I'd check. All right,
Jason.
All right,
is back
Jason,
up.
You're back up. I have Hawaii and Apple.
You're living a pretty good life over
I'm
there.
I'm not too bad.
All right. I know my fourth pick. I already know it for sure. It's impossible that either of you would take him.
You know your fourth pick?
It's Oscar Mayer.
And my baloney has a first name. So now I'm trying to piece together my three. All right. I'm going to go between these two companies. Look, I'm going to stay. This will be a really weird one. I'm going to stay true to who I am. But then this feels a very impersonal pick because it's really, I'm going to stay true to who everyone is.
Oh no, it's Fortnite, isn't it?
No, it's Amazon. Dude, that owns everything.
That is upsetting right now because Amazon was the pick.
Yeah.
I was going to take it.
I mean, you've got AWS, Mike. I just got your gig. Oh, okay. So
proof.
now I'm the spokesman. You get all the Prime shipping, Amazon has literally everything. So I just inherited the world, free of charge as a personal endorser.
Yeah, normally they give the entire company to whoever. Well,
according to Mike's Disney, how he gets everything.
No, I don't. I don't get merch, so I get to go to the parks though.
All right.
Well, all right.
I get everything.
Two picks.
All right. Well, I mean, the great news is the pick came back, and Jason was not a terrible friend. So it my actual number one pick because look, I know Disney wasn't going to make it back, but my actual number one pick, and anyone who knows me know that I will take Nike as my sponsor because getting just nonstop brand new Nikes, like there's shoes out there you can't even get them. You try to buy them immediately when they come out. They're like, oh, so sorry about that. We're all sold out. Well, not when I am sponsored by Nike. And, of course, I have my own shoe made by Nike because that's how I am a sponsor. That would be it. I mean, that would be the end of all shows for the footballers would be over, the spitballers would be over because I would just convert into energy and light and I would ascend.
Mike likes shoes, if you didn't get it.
I like shoes, specifically Nike shoes.
It's a great, great pick. Nike's, you know, obviously a massive brand, and we all like it. I'm pretty confident that every single pair of shoes.
Yeah, we're a Nike. The three of us. I don't know. Al, are you a Nike guy?
Nah, not particularly.
What shoe
He's
are you?
A dollar
He's a
store.
Nike.
He's are you a dollar store guy.
Are you a Payless shoe?
I think the vast That's majority of my shoes were probably purchased at Walmart.
So that can be your. That
not Nike, everyone cares.
Nike's
about shoes.
A good pick because they cost just around that amount where you'd be getting regular supply. Yeah. So you don't want to, if it's too expensive, we know from history of being sponsored, you don't always get the big ticket item, right?
You're not
you
need getting a Model X. Right. It's not happening.
You're not getting a you will get the 132 scale Model X. That's what they'll send you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so you got another pick, Mike. Disney and Nike, though.
I like Jason. I know my fourth pick, but I am very torn on what I want to go with of the third, because I have one that's very practical and incredible, and then I have one that's just cool. And I have no choice. I got to take the cool one. I got to take the cool one. I'm sponsored by PlayStation, my friends. I am sponsored by the Sony PlayStation. And before everyone gets all up in arms, I love Microsoft. I love Xbox. I love PlayStation. My allegiance to either system does not exist.
Whichever sponsor comes first, you will say you're.
You know
my
which
favorite.
One I like more? Whoever's paying me.
Look, PlayStation 2. PlayStation 1 and 2 were huge consoles in my life. Incredible memories playing those. Then I was on the Xbox 360. I didn't really PlayStation 3. So like I've got both of them in my arsenal. But right now, based off of the cool factor and like the games coming out, I will take PlayStation. So I took Nike and PlayStation. So I got to wait on my fourth pick. Okay, you're up, Jay.
Oh man. This is really, really tough because there's a brand that I like the most that is it's the better pick, probably the bigger vote getter. But I'm also looking at what product I can receive, and there really isn't anything. I'm not going to really receive any product from this company. And on the other hand, a lifetime supply of Chipotle.
Oh no!
I think I gotta take it. I get the gold card. I can walk into any
the
Chipotle
card,
anywhere.
Dude.
Me and my family, we taken care of. Lifetime supply. What do I want today? Do I want a burrito? No, I want a bowl. I want tacos. I get whatever I want. Chipotle
gold
is sponsoring
card.
Me. And we, you know, look, we as a group probably have Chipotle at least once a week. Probably
now it feels
twice
like we're
week.
Actually doing an ad. You just that was a pretty powerful ad right there.
That
none
is
of
fair.
These companies are currently sponsoring the
yes.
show.
Hashtag
they are not, but I guarantee that the Chipotle app was just fired up on at least 500 phones.
But if you're listening, state of Hawaii, check out the case study from New Mexico. It worked out pretty good. Go ahead and sign up.
True.
All right, so am I back on the clock here, my last two picks?
You get to finish it up.
All right. This is tough. I have one that I will not be picking, but I want to pick it just for the theme song.
Oh, there's a theme song?
Just for the tagline for this
State
company.
State Farm?
No. Nope. Oh. It goes way back, Mike. It goes
Liberty?
Goes back to the rough McGruff
ages. Jason, we have said specifically Liberty will never be sponsoring this
That's
podcast.
That's true.
So I'm going to go with... Jingle. The first one I'm going to go with is I'm going to be true to myself. And no, not New Mexico. I'm going with the National Football League.
It's on my list.
Yeah,
because
that's
a
good one.
If the league itself, gets invested in the Spitballers, namely Andy Holloway of the Spitballers, there's going to be some perks. I'm going to be on the field. I'm going to be hanging out in the owner's booths. I'm going to be...
It's Andy on TV. Have you ever heard of this thing called the NFL?
That's all the ad reads. They're all about discovery.
Let me tell you about it.
It's not about go watch it. It's about teaching you what it is.
I love his educational. I love his picks. His picks are Hawaii. It's Hawaii. You're already in. it's the NFL. We play football. You know it. You're already in. And
that's
Apple,
right.
You've got it in your pocket.
Apple, you've got it in your pocket. That's their tagline.
Get a credit card.
Well, good. Then I'm gonna go pure indulgence here. And
Baskin Robbins.
Oh no!
I was waiting for an ice cream. When he said I'm gonna stay true to myself, I assumed it was an ice cream.
I'm pivoting to Baskin Robbins.
Wait, well, before you, I'll give you a chance. Are you a Baskin Robbins guy or a
Cold
Stone
guy? All about Baskin Robbins.
You're Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, yeah. A Cold Stone's good, but it will kill you. It'll kill you quick.
Yeah. In a good way.
I will die slower with Baskin Robbins 31 different ways. I'm pivoting to Baskin Robbins. That's the best pick you've ever come up with. I don't know what I was thinking, possibly going away from that. So Baskin Robbins, and I will do. Man, being able to walk in there, oh, I won't be walking for a long time.
Say you should have grabbed Peloton while you were at it.
That's true. All right, back to you, Jason. I'll share the one that has the song that I wanted, but yeah, we'll do that at the end.
And I'll share the pick that would have gotten me more votes and was cool, but I didn't get enough cool product with it at the end as well. But my fourth pick was on lockdown from before this episode started. You want to know what Chipotle doesn't do well? Dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But Hostess
does
box up them apple pies and give me all the little Hostess is
Jason's got Chipotle unlimited Chipotle and Hostess.
That's Wait, right.
This is the shortest living.
I'm gonna need one more round for a bidet. but outside of that, Hostess and Chipotle gold cards, unlimited supply.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you're a genius.
I'm incredibly jealous of the gold card. That is like, that's been the dream. That's the dream of any kid that loves fast food. Just unlimited. Whenever you walk, you're like, do you know who I am?
Make gold me another card. Bowl. Make me another yeah. bowl.
I'm probably just going to throw it in the garbage.
Make two. One for me, one for your garbage.
I'm really proud of us that in this fourth round, We're staying true to who we are. Andy took the ice cream. Jason got the Hostess. I'm taking Fender, baby. Give me unlimited. My favorite instrument.
That would be really cool.
My favorite instrument I have is my Fender. My Fender jazz bass. It's a Fender American made jazz bass. It is the best musical equipment I have. And if they could just deck me out with like some Strats and some Tellys, that would be unbelievable to get free instruments.
I like
to say that I play them.
That's a great pick. That's a great pick.
Go ahead,
Andy. What was your
I had a number of backup ones. I thought, you know, Pepsi. I thought about going Pepsi. Mm. Thought about going like a Pizza Association. You know what Ooh. I mean? Like, so a little bit charitable, but I want free pizza forever.
Sure.
But the theme song was
Pepsi.
The theme song was literally Gillette. Because I wanted to sing, the best a man can get.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, I'll do the ad, but on one stipulation.
On what? This is the ad.
I sing the jingle.
I also had Big Pharma in there, so I just figured they might not have the best products, but they're packing heat on that check.
I'll take Big Pharma and Big Tobacco, please.
Yeah, throw in Wall Street. I got Wall Street. Yeah, all right. All right,
Wall
Jason.
Street sponsoring my podcast. The one that I was close to taking over Chipotle was Netflix. I mean, that as far as a brand and life.
Yeah, it's cool, but what's Netflix? $13 a month?
Exactly. Like 100%. It's like they already give me unlimited product. You know what I mean? It just costs a little bit.
The two I had left, I had Bose speakers. I like audio experience. And the one where it was like, do I take PlayStation because it's cool, or do I take this one? Postmates, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be, wow. It would be something else if every day you had $100 on Postmates.
Oh, man.
When all you can hamburger is think
L-I-V-I-N.
About.
What did you say? When all you can hamburger
When all you can hamburger is thinking about Postmates.
All right. I think that does it.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Jeremy's insane laziness and unpreparedness caused us to have to push his new segment back a week. And the only reason that would ever happen is nothing to do with the three of us or anything that we would
Our
do wrong.
Schedule.
Yes. Yes.
It's just Owl just being mm-hmm. being
yeah,
a
just,
bum.
Just being Owl.
It's Thank a cliche, you. But dropping the ball is kind of what happened.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll be next week. We'll see. We'll see if we can get it together. I learned that Jason put a floor in. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Still not sure I believe it after the light came on and he was lit up as being a liar.
I learned that there are actually people out there that go sock shoe.
Oh,
sock
no.
shoe.
There's at least Psychos. One psycho.
All right, that does it for today's episode of the Spitballers Podcast. Thank you for all the kind reviews. We do read them, and they're oh so sweet. 5-star reviews, especially. Thank
That's
you for
right.
supporting the podcast.
Hey, stay safe, everybody. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.